We speak about the journey to keeping the arts alive with Zodwa Mabena today, a singer, a lyricist, producer, actor, music tutor. There's so much she's doing. She's the founder of the South African School of Music. Zodwa, welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me.
I mean, your journey in music began at a very young age. What has kept your passion for music alive through all the stages of your life and career?
You know, when there's a fire that's burning within you, you grow up having that thing in your heart. So I thought, you know, I need to take this seriously. And I went to study music. So, yeah, it got me where I am today.
And in the journey of music and all the things, the many beautiful things that you've done, you founded the South African School of Music. Where does this inspiration come from to start this institution? And how do you see it shaping the next generation of our South African creatives?
Okay, the inspiration came from when I started touring the world. And you'll find that before having your performance, they require you to facilitate some workshops with African music workshops. So I saw my passion of teaching right through that. So when I came back to South Africa, I thought, no man, we need to grow this thing, you know. We can't be imparting our knowledge outside while we still have people in South Africa that are lacking the information that we have. So I thought, no, let me open a school so that I impart this knowledge, so that I bless other Zodwas.
Yeah. And I mean, with the school, you've got such wonderful, wonderful initiatives like Rubulula Ikhono, where we preserve indigenous music while developing young talent. Why was it important for you to include traditional music and instruments in your teaching, especially because, you know, most times, or sometimes I always say, it seems as though the youth is kind of falling behind when it comes to learning about who we truly are as African people.
Hopulula ikhona, meaning uprooting talent. And my aim is to inform people about the instruments, these modern instruments that we are playing, the originality of them, where they are coming from, where they are made from. Because we have this thing, Yoguti, these instruments are from foreign countries like Asia, they are from Europe, this is an American instrument. No, they started in Africa. Like jazz music started in Africa. So jazz music, we regard it as indigenous music. So there were indigenous instruments that were used when jazz was played. So we need to revive this. We need to bring it back to our youth. We need to bring it back to our communities. And this will ignite the spirit of Africanism and keeping the arts alive in our communities.
And well, I guess for you to be able to teach the younger generation all of this means you have to have a sense of self-awareness. You have to have a sense of self. And so I want us to speak to the young creatives who are on a journey of self-creation, of self-awareness, of self-discovery, and how important it is for that young creative to know where they come from, to know who they want to be, so that there is a clearer vision as to who they want to be and how they want to keep the arts alive?
Firstly, they should know that being an artist is not about being a performer. There's so many fields that you can take up, and that's going to keep you alive in this industry. You can go study music, you can manufacture instruments, you can be a soundtrack composer. You can compose for other people, you know, and it all starts with learning.
It all starts with learning. Absolutely. I agree with that. Zodwa, thank you very much for coming on to the show. Where can we get you on our social media platforms?
Okay, on TikTok, I'm Zodwa.Mabena. On Instagram, Zodwa.Mabena7. On Facebook, Zodwa.Mabena. On X, Zodwa.Mbutuma.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming on to the show. Thank you for teaching the younger generations how to keep the arts alive in their truest African form, because I think, you know, we need more of that. There's a lot of people, a lot of young creatives who are lost in their identity. So to teach them who we are, where we come from, is very important. And you're one of those people doing that. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me, and thank you to the listeners.
It's Rise FM Mid-Mornings. We keep the arts alive with Zodwa Mabena. It's very important for us to know who we are, to have a sense of creation, a sense of self, a sense of awareness, a sense of vision, and to know where we want to go. But to do that, you have to know where you come from. It's Rise FM.